Hello, welcome back. Thanks for sticking around. I thought today we would talk about naming. This can be a trap that a lot of people fall into, including myself, so very much coming from experience. So as you continue on your career, there's just a progression that happens basically to every developer. So you get started, you learn the fundamentals, you learn a bit more, you build some sites, and inevitably, you go back to some of the older books and you really start digging in deep. So this is where people start talking about whether it's a DDD book or the famous patterns of enterprise application architecture or some of the Uncle Bob books. Any of those. Everyone at some point at least gives them a glance, right? And what happens is you start learning about some of these new ideas and these new patterns and these new approaches. And inevitably, you work those into your code, but you're so focused on the pattern itself that in some ways, and maybe not forever, but at least initially, you suffer in terms of the readability of your project. And it's funny, all you have to do is look at a person's chosen class name to figure out kind of where they are on this spectrum. So, an example, let's use one of the most common ones. You've learned about repositories, right? Okay, so you need a repository for your posts, right? So what do you name it? 9 times out of 10, folks will name it Post Repository. But if you think about it, what is really the significance of tacking on that word repository? It doesn't serve any purpose. Or in other words, why are you not naming it posts? Would it be wrong to say that perfectly describes what the class does? And in fact, I'd even say it's a bit better, because now I'm just thinking more in terms of the domain and less in terms of the technique or the actual pattern I'm trying to follow. Another example would be an interface or an exception. So imagine maybe you have a team and you can add members to your team, but at some point you can't add any more members. Your team is maxed out. Okay, so that means an exception can be thrown in some situations. Would you call that too many members exception? Well, yeah, you could, and a lot of people would. But again, what is the significance of the word exception? Why can't you just call it too many members? Right? So you're thinking less in terms of the thing you're implementing and more in terms of what is the most readable, natural way to describe what's going on. So now I can say throw new too many members. Another example is an interface. Once again, why do you need to tack on the term interface? And usually the common reaction is, well, how would I know otherwise what this interface is? And I used to get on that boat too, where it's like, no, I tack on interface because otherwise, when I'm just hunting around my file system, I won't know what the concrete class is and what the interface is. And you know what? It's just all gibberish. I used to worry about that too. And in reality, it makes zero difference whatsoever. It has not hindered my workflow even an ounce. So I'm trying to think of an interface I have. I have one called FindView. So it's a class for tracking down when a particular view is loaded. It doesn't matter. You don't need to know any of that. But anyways, the interface name is ViewFinder or FindViews or whatever naming you want. Lots of people would say FindView interface or ViewFinder interface. We don't need to describe that. We can slash off that end altogether. And I know you might be thinking, well, this is all silly. It doesn't make a difference either way. Who cares if you tack on exception or not? And it's true. You're right. It doesn't make that much of a difference overall. But what I've found is you got to really focus on these little things, these things that maybe in your mind don't matter at all. Well, once you stack them up 100 times over, they actually do matter. And you can see this in projects when it gets out of hand. A few weeks ago, I came across a class called something like Statically Configured Metadata Factory or something. That was the name of the class. So think about that. A name like that or anything along those lines, it's not serving the domain. It's not clarifying or illustrating what you have at all. It's so very, very technical. And at least at this point in my career, that is the wrong path. You're going way too technical and you're getting away from the simplest illustration of what your class or what your interface represents. So you got to be careful about that. Okay, that'll do it for today. Yeah, just a simple one. If you break it down, the main tip is be very conscious about how you name things and be aware of, are you just tacking on this keyword or this pattern name? just to do it and because it makes you feel a little better as a developer because you know what this thing is, so you can tag it on there and it makes you look better. Some people do that. And I'm not saying there's never a situation where you want to tack that on. For example, with the decorator. Yeah, sometimes it is useful to tack on decorator. That makes it very, very clear that this class decorates that class. So absolutely, as with everything, there are exceptions to the rule. But in general, pay a lot of attention to how you name your classes. And that's it. So I'm Jeffrey Way with the Lyricast Snippet through Lyricast.com. Come over to the site, check us out, check out the forum. It's incredibly active with programmers just like yourself. I'll see you later.